Hello, everyone. I'm Taryn Warden, coming to you from Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington, and this is Taryn's Take, the entertainment news show dedicated to not only spilling the tea on everything in the world of celebrities, but telling you how we really feel about them, without any BS or sweet-talking, and proving that people can be interested in the shallow lives of Hollywood without being an airhead. There's a lot of things to be stressed about right now, with finals finally ending, with politics, social justice, and the holidays, which a lot of people spend a lot of money and get stuck with family that they don't really like. So Taryn's Take is here to give you at least 1 hour in your day to get away from all of that stress and to not take things so seriously. We'll be discussing some serious things, though, but we'll also be discussing some really goofy things, so stay tuned. Before we get started, I want to remind you all that a bunch of other arts and culture stories are available on massmedia.plu.edu, including a bunch of things that are happening here on campus. You can also call in to tell us what you think about a story, ask our opinion on a story, really whatever you want. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332 to start telephoning me. As a Lady Gaga reference, if you didn't catch it. I'm joined today by one of my friends here on campus, someone I gossip about celebrities with in class all the time, Kiana Norman. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing pretty good.
Are you ready for winter break finally?
I'm so ready for winter break. I can't even tell you. I'm so ready to just like sit on my butt for the next few weeks.
And not do any work.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Well, do you want to do some shameless self-promotion?
Sure. So I have a cute little column in the Mass that I write whenever we put out a paper, and it's called K-Pop with Kiana, and you can find it in the copy editor's corner, which is usually around page 7 or page 8. There I kind of give a little background on different things. Like one of the things I talked about recently was subgenres in K-pop music, and sometimes I give a bit of history and then recent happenings in music and culture. So like who's coming back, who just had their goodbye stage, what albums to look for, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm half Korean, but I live here, so I'm not as in touch with K-pop culture as you are.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Some people say that to me, and I'm like, they're like, yeah, you know more about Korean stuff than I do. And I'm like,
I don't know. I mean, yeah, someone needs to know it. Because like all the Korean that I experience is with my family that's here, and so it's like super, super old school. Mm. So I like it. So what would you recommend listening and watching and reading right now? Because there's no issue coming out. Mm. So you might as well just do a little K-pop corner with us.
Guess I should spill. Well, VIX is always a really good group to listen to, and that's VIXX if you're interested. They're a guy group, and there's five of them, so I like them. They're pretty great. Also, I've really been feeling BTS's new album. They just released it in October, and it's called Wings. And I'm also listening to a lot of like A Pink and La Bomb, which are like girl groups, and because they have a lot of like Christmas music out. So like I'm really digging that. And then I've also been kind of watching some dramas. One of them's called The K2, which is like this super actiony, like political kind of drama. Mm-hmm. And then there's one that's called Dr. Romantic.
I love the titles. Yes. I always love the titles. My grandma sits in her house and watches like Korean dramas all day eating
really?
Roasted chestnuts.
Oh my gosh.
And I see the titles and I'm like, it makes no sense, but I dig this. I dig the show.
Yeah, Dr. Romantic is one of those. I saw the title and I was like, okay. And it's one of those like medical dramas. Like for some reason, Korea really likes the medical like dramas with like romantic twists. And so like literally Dr. Romantic is like the epitome of that.
Well, and so if anyone is interested in getting involved with The Mast and potentially having their own little column, what can they do?
Definitely, you can get in touch with Matt Salzano if you're interested in writing and stuff. We usually have story assignments every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Obviously not anytime soon because winter break.
Yeah.
And if you're too nervous to talk to him directly, you can contact me. My email is normanks@plu, and I can be your messenger.
Great. So before we get into laying everything all down, who are you a fan of in pop culture?
You know, I've really been a big fan of Demi Lovato, Dylan O'Brien from Teen Wolf and Scorch Trials. Bless. I love him. Gaga, of course. And Anderson Cooper. I don't know if he counts in
Oh, he counts.
Pop culture, does it count?
I think so. Because, like, my mom and me love him, and he did a tour with Andy Cohen here almost a year ago, and we ended up, like, going out, and we saw him at the airport, and we saw him at the venue, and then we followed him. We followed him to, like, a gay nightclub.
Oh, bless.
And, yeah, he is definitely the Silver Fox.
Is he as beautiful in person as he is on TV?
Yes. His eyes literally, like, stopped me in my tracks. So I was like, what? I have never seen eyes that bright.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then Beyonce and Christina, obvi.
God, I love Christina. Okay, so who do you not like in pop culture? I always love to ask this when I have a new co-host on, just because I think who you don't like really reveals a lot about you. Not like in some weird, like, oh, God, way, but, like, finding who people don't like really is, like, an insight into, like, what people's pet peeves are and stuff like that. Because, like, I really, really dislike Chrissy Teigen. And I really can't explain quite why. I just really don't like her. I don't think she's funny. I don't think she's as amusing as people think she is. But, yeah, I love asking that.
Well, I, unfortunately, I'm probably going to get, like, stoned for this when I walk out of the studio, but I've never really been a huge fan of Taylor Swift.
I've always disliked her.
Really?
Yes, I'll cheer you on for that.
I mean, like, the way that she, like, came to where she is now, it's a really inspiring story to, like, how she's gotten here. But for something about her, like, same with Chrissy Teigen, like, something about her, I just don't know.
Yeah. No, we've talked about Taylor, too, on the show before. They're, like, I don't know. That's why I was saying I really applaud Kim Kardashian for those Snapchats where they prove she was lying about Kanye. Ooh. Because she likes to portray herself as a way that you know, like, I think with us, we can tell, like, that's not real at all.
Yeah.
Even like, her songs where she's like, pick me up, no headlights. No, you're not. You're living in Hollywood. No one's coming up and picking you up in a pickup truck with no headlights on in the middle of the night. Definitely everyone's watching your every move. Yeah. So what are you even talking about? Okay, so to go on to tell you about the developments of the stories we did before, last time we were here, we talked a lot about Kanye West. Basically, we've talked about him in the beginning of our show every time because it's just constantly developing.
Something's always happening with Kanye.
So the biggest development with Kanye, Yeezus, is that Kanye went over to Trump Tower on Tuesday to meet with Donald Trump. What do you think about that?
You know, I really don't know what to think. I saw a tweet the other day where Kanye said something about, like, he thinks it's really important for him to have a connection with the president.
But he didn't with Obama.
Yeah, see, that's another weird thing. Yeah, he was like, yeah, it's really weird to have, or it's good to have a connection with the president so we can have change in the world. And then someone, like, quoted the tweet and they were like, dude, you didn't even vote.
Yeah.
Which, so, I mean, my brain doesn't compute. I don't know what the purpose of that was.
Yeah, so at his last show, before he canceled the tour and was hospitalized, which we discussed in the last episode, he said that he didn't vote, but if he had, it would have been for Trump. E! News has reported from an exclusive source, not always sure you can trust those, but that the meeting between Trump and Kanye was to discuss being, quote, an ambassador of sorts. The source also added that Kanye wants to get involved in some sort of, quote, entrepreneurial leadership role. I think that would be a terrible thing for our country, because not only is Kanye not in the right state of mind to be doing this right now, but he also was saying a few months ago that he's $63 million in debt, so I don't think he knows much about being an entrepreneurial leader.
He is?
That's what he tweeted, and then people were like, no, he's just making that up. I was like, I don't know
if he would make up being in debt.
Like, yeah, I don't know, but before visiting with Trump, Kanye had been staying at home to continue his recovery that the family and Kanye has not said what is actually for. And Kim Kardashian, his wife, was reportedly staying at a different house from doctor's orders. While at home recovering, Kanye was also reportedly working on new music, which might also be a terrible thing for our country because his last few albums have just been getting worse and worse and worse.
His past music has been so bad. Like, I used to be a really big fan of Kanye.
Yeah, I didn't mind him.
Yeah, I loved him so much. But then after 808s and Heartbreak, there was some shift or something like that. I don't know.
His mom.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the tipping point of everything.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which, I mean, I feel really bad for him.
Oh, definitely. It was like plastic surgery, I think. Something wrong with, like.
Yeah, she was getting like some, I can't remember the exact procedure, but she was getting some kind of cosmetic thing and then like the anesthesia.
Oh man.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, like, I feel bad, but it's also like the music's just not good.
The music's not good. And other celebrities and friends of Kanye have kind of chimed in on what they think of his hospitalization and meeting with Trump. And singer John Legend was doing an interview when he suggested that Kanye did the meeting as a publicity stunt.
Which is a nice turn of events because everyone accused Kim Kardashian of faking her Paris robbery as a publicity stunt.
Oops.
And then she eventually filed a lawsuit and settled over that.
And John Legend said, quote, "I don't think it would be impossible to talk to Donald Trump about issues, but I won't be used as a publicity stunt. I think Kanye was a publicity stunt." John Legend then added that he was, quote, "pretty disappointed with Kanye that he said that he would have voted for Trump."
Rapper Rick Ross, on the other hand, is claiming that Kanye faked his entire breakdown and hospitalization. At an event on Monday, Rick Ross was partying with a crowd, and he said, quote, "one time for Yeezy," which is Kanye's nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye, you know, the Y-E at the end. Yeah, so it doesn't really make that much sense. He said, quote, "my homie's a genius, and for everybody who thought he was wigging us out, he played y'all."
I mean,
very interesting. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not sure Rick Ross knows what he's talking about.
No, I don't know if he played us, but I mean.
No. Well, that's my thing with Kanye. Every time we've talked about him on the show, I don't want to go out and be like, oh, this is real. This is fake.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to kind of come out and be like, oh, yeah, this is what's happened. It's like, but do you really know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you really know?
Yeah.
Well, moving on from Kanye, the last few times you were here, you discussed what was going on with Azalea Banks. She was having a battle with actor Russell Crowe. And since then, Russell Crowe has been cleared of any prosecution for the alleged hotel fight.
Quick recap. I really love this story because it's just so opposite what the two sides are saying that it just was so bizarre. It made no sense. Azalea Banks claimed she was attacked by actor Russell Crowe at some party at a LA hotel where he spit on her, called her the N-word, strangled her, like all this stuff. And Russell claims that out of nowhere, she sat up at the dinner table and threatened to slice everyone's throats.
Oh my gosh. Well, Azalea Banks, she did file a police report, but the Los Angeles district attorney threw out the case due to lack of sufficient evidence, quote unquote. According to legal documents, attendees and other eyewitnesses stated that Banks was actually the assaultive party, not Crow. So she was really filing a report against herself.
Oh, gosh. It's so crazy. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be filling you in on everything. Somebody's husband took their Grammy trophies and won't give them back.
Oops.
Get all the details next. And in the meantime, we're playing some festive holiday music, but not the boring kind. This is Ariana Grande's Santa Tell Me on Loot Air Student Radio. Santa, tell me if you're real. Welcome back to Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden, and Kiana Norman. We're about to fill you in on everything that happened so far in December, but don't forget you can call into the show. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Again, that number to call is 253-535-7332. I also wanted to remind you all that the past Taryn's Take episodes are also available to listen to and to share, and you can comment, and I will look at the comments. So that's at massmedia.plu.edu. Okay, so we're going to get started. Do you want to go first?
Sure. So I will take television and movie news for rapid fire. First, with television, there was a lot. First one, which was really, really sad. Alan Thicke, the famous actor who's also the father of Robin Thicke, passed away this year from a sudden heart attack. He was seen at holiday parties days before, and he was perfectly healthy, which is... Yeah. I hate when that happens. It's so sad.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Robin Thicke, but I feel really, really bad.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing. And then America's Next Top Model, I'm super excited about this, returned for their 23rd season, but for once was made over. Tyra Banks, who created the show initially, is now the producer rather than the host. The show is now hosted by Rita Ora, and features a panel of judges, including Ashley Graham and Janice Dickinson. 14 girls are competing.
What I love about that, though, is the commercial. They were showing it, and so they had, like, all the graphics going, and then it said hosted by Rita Ora. And I literally was, like, eating. My mom was in the kitchen. She goes, "Rita Ora? Really? How does she have a career?" It's just really funny.
It's a really interesting choice, Rita Ora, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like, she's really pretty and stuff, but yeah, she's not very big over here.
Yeah, I don't know. Robin China, despite earlier reports, was renewed for a second season, which will premiere at some point in 2017. The couple have since moved into one of Kylie Jenner's old mansions with their daughter's dream and Black China's song, King. Son King. Son King. Don't forget their baby special airs this weekend on E! News. Speaking of the Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian's new show Revenge Body, kind of like The Biggest Loser, got a premiere date January 12th on E! Oh my goodness. And the last time you were here, Taryn, you were talking, or you were waiting to see the fight between Abraham and Amber Portwood from Teen Mom OG reunion. How was it?
It was great. It was, for once, it was exactly what the sources from the audience had said. So basically, Farrah and her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Simon, were talking with Dr. Drew on the reunion, and they said Amber's boyfriend, Matt, looked like a pedophile. So Amber comes storming onto the stage. She starts popping off to Farrah. She swings at Farrah, but misses.
Whoa.
And then Matt comes out after Farrah, after Amber. Farrah's dad comes out after Matt. They get into a huge fight, and Farrah's dad, Michael, she will never call him dad. She always calls him Michael. Ugh. Was physically thrown into the audience and, like, landed on people.
What a mess. Oh, my gosh. That sounds so horrible.
I'm pretty sure it's re-airing on MTV. So if you want to catch it,
somewhere?
Look for it. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And then finally for television, Donald Trump has been announced to remain on The Apprentice, but this time as the executive producer. Arnold Schwarzenegger will replace Trump as the host for the 8th season, and now it's called the New Celebrity Apprentice, premiering January 2nd. 2017.
Should be interesting, I guess.
Well,
I don't
Arnold
know.
Schwarzenegger, like, what was the logic behind that choice? Like,
you executive produce a show while being in the White House?
Yeah, conflict of interest. I don't know. Moving on to movie news, there's a bunch of new releases coming out, as there is every year with people visiting the theaters on Christmas. First, the animated film Sing, about a koala starting a competition show, will hit theaters December 21st. Will Smith's new film, Collateral Beauty, about love, death, and family, is out December 16th, tomorrow. And the next film in the Star Wars franchise, Rogue One, is also out tomorrow. Combining television and movies, the 2017 Golden Globe nominations were released. Ricky, help me say this last name.
Gervais
will be hosting the show for the fourth time on January 10th. The Golden Globes are not a huge deal, but they often hint to what will happen in the Oscars. And this year, there'll be a lot of nominees who are people of color, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Well, because that was the big deal with the Oscars last year.
Hashtag Oscars so white.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the Golden Globes always kind of hint to what the Oscars are going to do. And if it does this year, it shouldn't be a problem anymore. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Kiana. Now, I'm going to move on to music news. There wasn't a bunch of new releases for the past few weeks, but there's been a lot going on with the stars in music. The first I want to point out is with, of course, my girl, Lady Gaga. She released the music video for her track, Million Reasons, yesterday, which picks up exactly where the Perfect Illusion music video ended. She later confirmed that the rest of the album's videos will do the same to eventually tell a full story. The video relates largely to Lady Gaga's latest revelation. She's been diagnosed and living with a mental illness, and we will be getting into that with a deeper discussion shortly, so stay tuned to get all the details.
Is she going to release videos for every single one of her songs on the album?
I don't think so, but she said, like, for the next videos.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
question mark?
I'm assuming it's going to be Ayo that comes next, because the Million Reasons video featured her on the set of the Apple Music commercial that came out, which was the song Ayo in a different outfit. Same hair, same makeup, everything. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the next one will be Ayo, and it'll be like a transition right there.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
But that's just what I'm thinking. So we'll have to wait and see.
Speculation.
Ashley Simpson revealed that she has been working on new music with her husband, Evan Ross, who is the son of Diana Ross. And I'm not quite sure how to feel about that.
Ashley Simpson, I thought she, like, fell off the earth.
Basically
did. Like, a long time ago.
Ed Sheeran returned to social media after signing off last December to most likely start the next era of his music. All he posted on Twitter and Instagram was a square of a sky blue color. And then he changed his profile pictures on both accounts to that blue square. So we'll see.
I'm really hoping he releases something. I've missed him.
I think it's what it has to be. Yeah. You know, get people talking and then drop
something. Yeah, what
something.
Else would it be? Like, here's a blue square.
Selena Gomez, who returned from rehab during our last show, has signed a new deal with Coach. For reportedly $10 million, Selena will design her own collection and become the new face for the brand's advertising. Oh,
nice.
Tony Bennett had a big celebrity-filled birthday concert back in August, and the TV special of that concert will finally air December 20th. An album of the show is also coming out, again featuring my girl Gaga, who likes to do jazz with him, the same day. Lupe Fiasco tweeted that he is quitting the music industry. He tweeted, quote, "I get the hint, God. Yo, Lupe fans, it's been fun, and I hope you've had fun. I'm officially not releasing any more music. Album's canceled." So I don't know what the hint from God was, but
I know
it was a big hint, I guess.
Apparently.
Taylor Swift and Zayn Malik made a collaboration track for the 50 Shades of Grey sequel called 50 Shades Darker. The track is titled I Don't Want to Live Forever, and Taylor's vocals are so bad. I will not ever be playing that for you guys on the air, and I'll never be playing that in my life.
I haven't heard it.
No matter how much
yet.
I love Zayn.
I haven't heard it yet. Is it? It's really that bad?
I only listened to the snippet she put on her own Instagram. And I literally, like, had to put my phone down and just, like, stare into the wall because I couldn't even comprehend that they would release that.
Yeah, that's a weird combination anyway. Like,
that's just album promoters or the movie promoters are like, okay, we're going to get two big stars and then we're going to do a song together for this movie.
I don't even know if it'll make the movie any better. Did you see the first one?
No.
Me neither.
I do know that the second one they filmed in Seattle. Well, they filmed, like, scenes, like, scenic stuff. They didn't film, like, the actors
like
didn't come.
Shots. Yeah.
Yeah, because... Oh, me and my friends, we definitely went to look. And we made sure that the actors weren't there, and they weren't.
You
but
made
we did,
sure.
We did find all their stuff, and we took pictures of, like, the car and stuff. Ooh. They had it in, like, this random parking lot downtown. But speaking of Zayn, his former One Direction bandmate, Louis Tomlinson, lost his mother on December 7th to leukemia. She had asked her husband, Louis's father, to send out a message after her death, and he did on Twitter, where she thanked Louis's fans for changing both of their lives. It was also her dying wish for him to perform again on The X Factor, which is where he started his career. And on December 10th, he did perform, and he performed his first solo track, Just Hold On. So I guess now we have three One Direction kids going solo.
Mm. Did she get to see him perform it before she passed?
No, she passed on the 7th and he performed on the 10th because she had asked him to.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah. Akon is being sued by his producer, Leland Copeland.
What?
For unpaid royalties after he produced tracks for Akon but was never shown the financial stats for those songs. He's asking for $1 million in damages and to terminate their contract. Ariana Grande and Mac Miller put out a music video together for their duet on his album, My Favorite, and the song's called My Favorite Part. It's okay. I don't like his singing, though.
You should just stick to rapping.
Yeah. Billboard held their 2016 Women in Music event. I always call it an event because they don't call it, like, an awards. So it's kind of an odd show.
Thing.
This year, they honored Madonna as Woman of the Year. Lady Gaga received that award last year, so that was the first time I'd ever heard of the Billboard Women in Music thing. But I don't know. I think it's really weird that they've given the awards to both of them when they didn't put out an album that actual year. They literally gave Gaga Woman of the Year the only year she didn't put out an album. And Madonna didn't put out an album this year either.
Yeah, she didn't do anything
this
year.
It's really odd timing. I don't know. Speaking of awards, the Grammy nominations for 2017 were released, which have signaled, to me, a really big change in music. Unlike the Oscars, the five most nominated artists at the 2017 Grammys are all people of color, which includes Beyonce, Drake, Chance the Rapper. But nominations have also switched from what I feel was more deserving into what is just most popular.
Definitely.
Because like David Bowie's Black Star, which... It came out before he passed, but after, then everyone was like, oh my God, this album's really good because lyrically you can tell that he knew he was about to go and like all this stuff. But that isn't what is most popular now, and he got zero nominations. So it's very odd. The show will be broadcast live February 12th and hosted by James Corden, the guy that does carpool karaoke. Finally, the two most interesting stories to me. The first is Lauren, I'm going to butcher this name. It's like Jarguay. I don't know. She's from the girl group Fifth Harmony. They only use their first names usually. So she's just Lauren in the girl group. She missed the group's concert in Brazil after being busted with weed at the Duels International Airport.
Oops.
Reports were first that she was arrested and charged, but the group later cleared up that she was just given a citation, but like giving the citation and going through her stuff made her miss the group's flight. I also don't know how you perform a concert for a girl group when you're missing one of the members.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Yes, like someone's gonna have to go in there and do all the lines for her,
right? I keep forgetting that weed is not legal everywhere. So like, yeah, when I read like so-and-so got arrested, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
Okay, and our final story, like I said before, someone can't get their Grammys back. Mary J. Blige is currently in the process of divorcing Kendu Isaacs and has filed new court documents that state he will not return her Grammy Awards, a Range Rover, and a C300 Mercedes. She also documented that, quote, I am not responsible for supporting his parents and his children from another relationship, but during the marriage, my income was used for that purpose, even though respondent had income. So now she's fighting to not pay spousal support for him in the divorce.
Wow. Wow. Well, moving on to relationships and babies. Chloe and Lamar finalized their divorce, which was not a big battle like Mary J. Blige's. Lamar had since checked into rehab, but we're waiting to get some of the correct details on that.
Yeah, because it was like a day or two ago.
Yeah, yeah. I saw an article. Somebody shared it on Facebook, and I just remember all that whole thing. Mila Kunis gave birth to her second child with Ashton Kutcher, a son named Dimitri. The spelling is interesting. D-E-M-E-T-R-I. That's interesting. Erin Andrews cleared up rumors about an engagement by posting photos that it's true. She is engaged to her former dance partner on Dancing with the Stars, Jarrett Stoll. Yeah, Jarrett Stoll. That's fun. Irina Shayk?
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Her boyfriend, Bradley Cooper, are expecting their first child. She actually walked in the Victoria's Secret fashion show while pregnant, but it didn't show at all.
Literally did not show at all.
Yeah, they're now rumored to be engaged. Aw, Bradley. just when we thought it was going to be over, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are continuing to battle. Johnny agreed to pay her $14 million. To pay her $14 million, $7 million of which will go to a domestic violence charity, but is now refusing to pay. Amber's lawyers have filed a court order for Depp to pay, but he is now claiming she breached their agreement by speaking out about his domestic violence, and that he still claims never happened. Amber has since penned a letter about domestic violence for domestic abuse for Porter Magazine to support victims and urge them to get out of those situations.
It's really sad. I mean, like, if you agree to pay the money, you're going to have to do it.
Honestly, yeah. I feel so, like, I don't know. I loved Johnny Depp. And it's so sad to, like, kind of see all this unfold.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I want to like you. Nick Cannon announced that he's having his third child with Brittany Bell, who he grew up with in San Diego. Nick has twins with Mariah Carey, now his ex-wife, Janice Dickinson, the original supermodel, Super skipped ahead. Nick has twins with Mariah Carey and now his ex-wife. Janice Dickinson, the original supermodel, married Robert Gerner. The couple has previously appeared on Celebrity's Couple Therapy.
And I watched it.
How was it?
And I cannot believe they got married.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was a long time ago, so my memory's not great on it. But she just, like, flies off the rails, and, like, he would just be standing there and, like, didn't know what to do.
She's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I felt really bad for him. And then he'd be like, I mean, I support her and everything, but I don't feel like I get anything out of this.
Well, I mean, it's Janice Dickinson.
Yeah.
Like, how much do you expect to get out of this? basketball star Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa welcomed their third child together after announcing the pregnancy in August. They named her Bianca Bell Bryant. And finally, Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick are back together after separating for over a year. And we'll see how that goes.
I have a suspicion it's not going to go well.
Probably not.
Finally, this is my favorite category. It's just the plain bizarre. Doesn't really fit into anything else. First, John Mayer threw some major shade at Taylor Swift this week on her birthday, which was December 13th. John tweeted, quote, "Tuesday, December 13th might be the lamest day of the year, conceptually."
Oops. Oh my gosh.
He dated Taylor back in the end of 2009 / like early 2010. It was a really short relationship. But she wrote the track Dear John about him. He's also now dating Taylor's enemy, Katy Perry, who she wrote the diss track Bad Blood about.
Honestly, I feel so bad. Like, I never know who she's dating anymore. And, like, I know everybody says that, but I'm just like, wait, which one is it? Like, yeah. Who? When did they?
I think she's might be single right now.
Is she?
Because she was with that Tom Hiddleston or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
over
yeah.
the summer. They broke up, and she hasn't really been out at all. So, yeah, I mean, she could be dating someone in secret, but. Mm.
Well, Soulja Boy, who I didn't even know was still around until he, like, fell off the earth, was arrested for violating some probation after a gun was found in his house.
Black China's mom, Tokyo Toni. Don't you just love that name?
Tokyo Toni.
Come on. she posted on Instagram about her life and her new house after divorce and all this stuff. And Black China commented, quote, "You welcome for me getting that house for you," with like 20 exclamation points. Oops. And it was just ridiculously petty. I had to point it out.
Pitbull revealed his deal with the state of Florida despite the politicians asking him not to. Pitbull says he was paid $1 million to promote the state, which will begin with a New Year's celebration in a few weeks.
And finally, my favorite story, because it's just so weird. We're going to go back to Black China. She's the fiance of Rob Kardashian, the mother of Dream Kardashian. And she was hit with a lawsuit from the Kardashians for filing to trademark her own name, Angela Renee Kardashian. The lawsuit came from Kourtney, Kim, and Khloe's legal teams. And Kris Jenner said it was the lawyers who took it upon themselves, not the family. And they have since called off the suit.
So many K's.
Yeah, hard to keep track.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's also like, how can you sue someone for using their own name?
Yeah, for real.
She's going to be a Kardashian, so you're going to have to deal with it.
Wow. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll be discussing everything with Lady Gaga, Taryn's favorite, who drug Piers Morgan through the mud on Twitter this week. No holiday show would be complete without Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, so here she is on Loot Air Student Radio at Pacific Lutheran University.
As we said before, Lady Gaga has opened up about her life with mental illness, and we're here to break it all down. I'm Taryn Warden, and this is Taryn's Take with me and Kiana Norman. If you want to give us a call and tell us what you think about a story, that number is 253-535-7332. Again, that number is 253-535-7332. But before we get into discussing everything with Mother Monster, let me give you guys some background. So, she partnered with NBC on this campaign called Share Kindness, or like hashtag Share Kindness, this holiday season. And the hope is to inspire 1 million acts of kindness before the end of the year. Lady Gaga admitted on the Today Show that she has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after she was raped by a producer when she was just 19 years old. And this was on the Today Show, which is by NBC, so that's why she was on. She previously opened up about her sexual assault a few years back and then made the track Till It Happens to You, which eventually won an Emmy. After the interview aired, everyone was talking about it, and she had said very little about it during the interview because the main focus was really on the Share Kindness campaign. And she just kind of mentioned it in passing, almost as she was saying, like, the kindness of others is what has really healed me. So it was just kind of slightly mentioned, but then everyone was like, okay, wait a second. So she released a personal letter on the Born This Way Foundation's website. Born This Way Foundation is her charity that partnered with NBC. In the letter titled Head Stuck in a Cycle, I Look Off and I Stare, which is a lyric from Million Reasons, Lady Gaga described that she's finally well enough to share this with everyone, writing, quote, "There's a lot of shame attached to mental illness, but it's important that you know that there is hope and a chance for recovery." She continued, saying, quote, "It is a daily effort for me, even during this album cycle, to regulate my nervous system so that I don't panic over circumstances that to many would seem like a normal life situations. Examples are leaving the house or being touched by strangers who simply want to share their enthusiasm for my music. End quote. Not only is her PTSD from her assault, but she also has some post-traumatic stress disorder from her career. She wrote, quote, I also struggle with triggers from the memories I carry from my feelings of the past years on tour when my needs and requests for balance were being ignored. I was overworked and not taken seriously when I shared my pain and concern that something was wrong. I ultimately ended up injured on the Born This Way ball. That moment and the memory of it has changed my life forever. The experience of performing night after night in mental and physical pain ingrained in me a trauma that I relive when I see or hear things that remind me of those days. Wow. So since then, she's dropped that manager, but like in an interview, she said, I legally can't say what happened that day, but she's no longer with that team. So that's why she was saying, I'm finally well enough to kind of tell all this to you guys. She also went on to describe her most common PTSD reaction, which is called dissociation. She described it as, quote, my mind doesn't want to relive the pain, so I look off and I stare, which is the title and the lyric, in a glazed over state. As my doctors have taught me, I cannot express my feelings because my prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that controls logical, orderly thought, is overridden by the amygdala, which stores emotional memory and sends me into a fight or flight response. My body is in one place and my mind is in another.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So when she put it out, like, initially I felt so bad. I mean, the part when she's like, I'm triggered by people touching me that just want to share my enthusiasm for the music. Then I was like, oh my God, when I met Gaga, I was holding her hand. She probably didn't like that. But then I was like, no. Like, I know it in my memory. I can see it right now. She put her hand out to me. I didn't just grab her.
Mm-hmm.
But at first it was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. And then it was kind of like, no. She went on after, like, the ending of this was saying, like, I am a strong person and I know a lot of people deal with this and we're not weak or victims or anything. I was like, no, I don't feel bad for her. I mean, of course, I don't like it and stuff, but what makes me a fan of her a lot is her ability to be so honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, at first I was like, I feel really bad for her. And then I was like, no, I'm proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, she went through all of this, but it needs to be said. Yeah. And she's saying it.
Yeah. And I love that a lot of celebrities in the past few years have kind of come out and been open about their experiences with mental illness, which mm-hmm. I think is important because it's, like she said in her letter, it's wrongly portrayed and mm-hmm. everyone looks down on them. And, like, it's like victims, we're all victims and we need saving and all this yeah. stuff. And
but no, it's really like, it's the same as, like, my hair's brown. I didn't do anything to make exactly. it that way. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like anybody asks for it. But yeah. it's like, you know, if you have it, you have to take, it's anything, like anything with life. Like, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade mm-hmm. kind of thing. You have to, first off, you have to recognize that you have it, and then you have yeah. to learn how to take care of yourself and how to walk through your day with it. And so it's just really inspiring that that she's so open about it.
Yeah.
You know? And she's got such a big fan base, so, you know.
Yeah. I say it's also, I don't know, it's kind of interesting to me that a lot of celebrities, particularly right now, are all saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, there's been people in the past, but it's kind of like sporadic.
Yeah,
now right now, like, we have Kanye going into hospitalization, which they haven't opened up about. I really want him to. Like, I want them, if there is something, like, if the hospitalization is, the rumors are true that it's for, like, paranoia and depression and not, like, dehydration, I want them to say something like Gaga did instead of just, like, not saying anything at all.
Yeah. Also, I was going to say, with Kanye, I think I would want to hear it. I don't know if I would necessarily want to hear it from Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if he's in the right mind to yeah. be able to say that. So
But like his team or something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. yeah. Somebody that's close to him and that can speak for him. But because I don't know if Kanye would tell us the whole story. And
yeah.
If he would just yeah. be like, oh yeah, I'm fine, y'all, or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, so we have Kanye. There was Kid Cudi earlier that we talked about who mm-hmm. he went off to rehab for suicidal thoughts. Yeah. And he posted about it on Facebook and was super open about that. Selena Gomez, she did her American Music Awards speech that we played last time we were here. So, yeah, it's just a lot of people all at once.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of been like, Well, okay, this is what I've thought before, because a lot of people were like, Gaga's album is so new and authentic and all this stuff, and I was like, I'm not sure I want to call it the authentic album.
Yeah.
It's different, but I wouldn't call it the authentic album, because the album was so successful because everybody, whether they knew it or not, was craving a change in pop culture and pop music, where instead of, like, fully manufactured One Direction and, like, perfectly perfect Taylor Swift, people don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
We want what's real.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of showing that the celebrities want that, too.
Yeah.
We're not just out here working and not real or anything. To think that we are not suffering the same things that everyone else does is just ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, like, yeah, this is real.
Yeah. I love that her album, it's so, it's like there was no, like editing or like a lot of producing. I don't know how you say that, but it's just like she just went in the studio and she just sang it.
Yeah.
And it just, well, and that's what I love about that.
I think a lot of it is like it's all done with like guitar and drums and stuff instead of like any, I mean, there's a little, but it's not really like electronic.
Yeah, it's
stuff.
Not like art pop.
It's like real instruments. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said before the break, Lady Gaga went on to fight with Piers Morgan. It started when Piers Morgan basically subtweeted about her tweeting, "I come from a big military family. It angers me when celebrities start claiming PTSD about everything to promote themselves."
I was pissed.
Yeah, that's, oh my God. he then responded to a tweet saying that he was ignoring the fact that Gaga was raped, causing her PTSD, and wrote back, quote, "No. Lady Gaga and Madonna have both made allegations of rape many years after the event. No police complaint, no charges, no court case," unquote.
Well, Lady Gaga obviously caught wind of this because, I mean, the fans were going freaking off the walls
as
online.
They should.
Yeah. and she sent off several tweets back to him, which I thought they were both articulated well and slayed him.
And also dragged him in the process.
Yes. She said, quote, "I've worked with our VP Joe Biden on helping educate people about why women don't report. Would love to share it with you sometime. Would also love to talk to you about PTSD, that it's not just a, quote, military disorder. There is also a mental health youth epidemic. If anyone in your family suffers from it, I pray they have more good days than bad. It has affected me and my whole family."
Ooh. Well, he seemed pretty shocked that she responded and offered to do an interview. And at that, I can't wait to see her crush him after tweeting her back. He sent out a tweet saying, quote, "I rather admire Lady Gaga for agreeing to an interview after my criticism. Should be a fascinating debate. I'll press my meat suit," unquote. What?
To which she drug him through the mud.
Oh my God.
But it was in very Gaga's style of kindness. Like, she wasn't like, okay, you know what? F you.
Yeah. Like anybody else would have been. Yeah.
She said, quote, "If you continue to shame me in the process of kindly agreeing to interview with you, I'll happily do the interview with someone else."
Ooh.
So, I do feel bad while at the same time we're like, oh, promote kindness and all this stuff. And then at the other time I'm like, you know what, Piers Morgan, I hate you. But it's really hard to like see someone be so close-minded almost. I'm not sure that's the right word. I'm not sure ignorance is the right word either. But just like, this is my bubble of what the definition is and nobody else fits. That I'm like, I just want to.
I just want to like.
Punch you. I don't know. But yeah, he kept saying like, because he was tweeting a lot like to all these other people just like about the topic in general. And he was like, no, post-traumatic stress disorder comes from the military. And I was like, well, I didn't think that it was post, I just went off to war stress disorder.
Yeah.
It's trauma.
Yeah.
And that can be almost anything for, like, it changes for every person.
Yeah. And definitely like education is another thing about that. Because like, admittedly, I only thought that PTSD was a military thing because growing up, that's all I heard about it. But, you know, with doing your own research and just kind of listening to other people's stories, like, it's not just with military. It's trauma, like you said.
Well,
which is anything.
And a lot of the time people are like, oh, that's, what do they call it, shell shock, where people, like, just sit there and shake. But, like, Gaga was, in hers, is where she, like, is stuck between fight or flight and just kind of, like, sits there and looks away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, like, you sit there or shake you can have any different things. A lot of people, I like, there's some people that it's like something just makes them cry, or some things just make them like really scared. It's not just, I mean, it's literally just stress, post-traumatic stress. So it's like whatever, however your body is stressed. And he doesn't seem to understand that.
Yeah. And like disassociation is like, that's like another, because people have that, but they don't know there's like a word to it. And so I think now that that Lady Gaga has said, like, has given people the name for it, like, maybe they can kind of help themselves. And
I was saying, a lot of her fan base is really young, so it's nice to see that they're getting more education than Piers Morgan is.
Definitely. Yeah.
I don't know. I want her to do the interview, but at the same time, I don't.
Also, Piers has kind of been like
MIA.
He's just been like, and also, like, even when he's out, like, he's just kind of been like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's just been really rude and, like, just says stupid stuff. And I'm like, why?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying, like, I want her to do the interview because I want people to know this. And, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of his audience would probably think the same way that he does.
Yeah, definitely.
So I would want them to, like, see the other side. But at the same time, it's like, he's also, like, being really mean. So I also don't want her to give him the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm kind of torn. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take one last break, and when we come back, we'll be telling you guys all the upcoming concerts and shows in our areas, as well as some fun holiday events, keeping us in the spirit. This is Justin Bieber's Mistletoe track from when he was just starting out on Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Kiana Norman. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be Thanks for tuning in to the final Taryn's Take of 2016. Kiana and I are wrapping up today's show with all of the upcoming events in our area. I normally would be doing a little story time with you guys about meeting different celebrities, but I was too busy with finals and the final projects I had to do this past week or two, so I didn't really go out and have many adventures. And tickets are also a really great present, so I thought that's how we'd end the show.
True. So first, with concerts and shows, we have the Dope Music Festival at the Tacoma Dome this Friday and Saturday, featuring Busta Rhymes, Too Short, Meek Mill, and more.
Dancing with the Stars will be live at the Paramount Theater on December 21st and is set to feature, quote, special guests. But those special guests have not yet been announced.
And some YouTube and social media stars will be at Chop Suey on December 22nd for DigiTour Winter Show.
Outside of concerts and shows, the Bellevue Collection will have Snowflake Lane nightly through December 24th, where it snows inside the mall. I've never been able to make it there, but I always want to go.
I know, I kind of want to go now.
Yeah.
Tacoma's Point Defiance Zoo is also covered with 500,000 Christmas lights until January 1st. Both of these are really great date ideas for those of you in relationships.
And for those of you who aren't looking for a holiday event, but rather just a good night out, I want to see you at Neighbors Nightclub December 21st. That's the night a brand new weekly event starts called Level Up, which is going to be an 18-plus dance party with performers, and it's hosted by my friend James Majesty. Alcohol will also still be available if you're 21 and older, but think about all those queer children. Come for the children. They need a place to feel free and dance and have fun, so I'll be there. Taryn's Take will be back in 2017, so keep an eye out for it and stay in the loop on everything celebrity on Taryn's Take on the Taryn's Take Twitter. That's TERRANSTAKE. Thanks for joining me today, Kiana.
Yes.
And we're wishing you all a great Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Festivus, anything that you celebrate this holiday season. So be safe out there in case it snows.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.